But according to his mercy, he saved us. Incredible. That is so true. In preparing my heart for today, I was thinking of verses, not those, but similar verses in the Bible that encourage us about assurances of our salvation. And when you start looking at the verses, they're that simple. Like this one. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me might have, possibly could have, if you're lucky, will have. No, it doesn't say that. He says, hath eternal life. Let's read that again, because it's so amazing. How secure are you this morning in Christ? He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. In the book of John. I was thinking also for the benefit of the young people, but I realize that it's for us as well. We're at different places in our maturity. But sometimes, and I'll share a little confession maybe. This week, I don't know how you feel, but the emotions, maybe today your emotions as you get baptized will be high. Maybe after a message like this, your emotions will be high. And sometimes the reality is, when we're really honest, our emotions aren't always high. Sometimes we even question our salvation. That's emotional, right? Because we're questioning, but that doesn't release the facts, does it? Just because I feel whatever, the reality is still reality. The other day as I was preparing my heart, just thinking about my own life, I was listening to a message while I was working. I had my phone going, and it was just, I couldn't always hear everything he was saying, but I came away from the message and a good speaker, a good brother, somebody I admire a lot, all that stuff. And I came away from that thinking to myself, wow, I don't even know if I'm a New Covenant Christian. He was saying things like, he said something like this, if I can recall correctly. He said, many people are old covenant Christians, and you can tell this because they get depressed. If you're a New Covenant Christian, you will never be depressed. And things like that. And I was, I received that challenge to my heart. I'm thinking to myself, wow, I can't say that I was even feeling that right then. I was feeling like, wow, maybe. And then yesterday as I was sitting at my desk and I opened up the Word of God. And what I want to say here is, leave with you maybe three points. How do you deal with things like that? How do you press forward at times like that when you feel like I'm not sure, or I'm not walking like I see that person walk, or I don't see, or you look even at a saint in the Word of God and you say, well, I'm not quite there, I'm not doing it that way. And as I opened up the Word, I was in Hebrews 10. You notice this morning, title in one of the headings at verse 26 says, the just live by faith. Live by faith, live by faith, live by faith, live by faith. And we'd ask ourselves, and I won't go there, but we'd ask ourselves, okay, this morning, where are examples? What is the faith chapter? So you want to see some reality working out, faith that was reality in people's lives, that's chapter 11. But here he says, live by faith, not by emotion. Sometimes, verse 23, hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Things like that. Life appears to be all there. There's temporal things we're working through. That aside, how do we deal with those things that come up in our lives? And I could tell you in three things that you need to pray, you need to read the Word, and be filled with the Spirit, right? And that's true. But how does it really work out to be that true? And I'd encourage you. The three points that I came up with are those. Prayer, the Word of God, and by the Spirit of God. But it's not like we think. It's not like I'm going to encourage you to pray at 6 o'clock every morning. Or I'm going to say to you, pray for an hour a day. that's not the remedy. That is not how it works. But he talks here in chapter 10 about, and I'll tell you what I did, doing it this way. I simply encourage you, like I had to, simply get really honest with myself and before God. You might, maybe for you to be in the morning, you'll wake up and you don't feel like whatever, all's negative, and you simply kneel beside your bed and you'll say honest things to God. You'll say, this is how I feel, this is where I'm at, is this really true? Direct me in your word to something that's right. And I encourage you to read in the word daily, read in the word constantly. Encourage you young people to open up the word, maybe have a, I have a certain way I have a little guide that I use, and I don't use my guide religiously, but if I'm somewhere, I pull up my phone, and I have that guide. I can pull up my phone anywhere I am. I can just pull up and start reading and try to stay up to date that way. Sometimes life is so, you get swamped with it, but it's the Word of God that refreshes our soul. Honesty with just simply being honest with yourself before God. That's the kind of prayer. And then opening up His Word and saying, Lord, what do you have? How can you help me in my predicament? How can you help me today? I believe your Word. And sometimes you might have to take John chapter 5, verse 29 or 24. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Sometimes I need that too. I have to pull up a verse like that and remind myself that this is the truth. My emotions are here, but this is the truth. And how God works through His Spirit is a mystery, isn't it? But first of all, we need to be honest with God. When we're honest with God and open to His Word, and He speaks, He who knows all things, He who our loving Father sent His Son, is now the high priest, or He sits at the right hand of God, interceding for us. Anyway, for those of you who are being baptized, you can come forward, your families, and we'll start by having you share your testimony. Can you come forward?
I want to thank everybody for coming today for this special day for us, and I am thankful for what God has, what He has done for me, and it was on May 18 of 2013 when I believed that God really worked in my heart. I had been baptized before when I was 18, but it was more, I had a desire to do what was right, but it was more to do with what was right for the church and not what Jesus had done on the cross. And I remember a few weeks before I was converted, I was very depressed, and I believe God used that to get me to a place where I couldn't go on my own, and I hope I will never forget that peace and joy I felt that day. And I just ask that you pray for me. The battle has only started, and I want to put my trust in Jesus Christ. Psalms 25 says, verses 4 and 5, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. Teach me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day.
First of all, I think I have a record to clear. I guess when the question was asked, who's the best driver in the congregation, I raised my hand before the questions were completed, and the question, continued question was, never had an accident. And I think my children will know, most of my older children will know that that isn't true. So if I tell you to get in my van, we're heading for Millbank and we're going to make it there for sure, don't believe me. It wasn't falling asleep at the wheel or anything, but it was distraction. I was watching a farmer plow, and I guess the curve came up too soon, and we ended in the ditch, and we just backed out again. But so I guess I have that record to clear. My testimony is this, that the heart of man is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And a song that speaks much of my personal testimony is Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I'm found. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I'm not sure if I get all the words right, but the second verse is, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear. 'Twas grace my fears relieved. And I remember back when I was converted, it was very close to 10 years ago. I remember being struck with the reality that it is the same substance that condemns as the substance that justifies. And I believe it's only God that is able to do that. Use the same substance to condemn that can also justify. As I said, I was converted 10 years ago, so my testimony will be given from that perspective. I was also baptized when I was 20 years old, and some of you sitting here might wonder why I'm getting baptized again. Some of you might wonder why I haven't been baptized a long time ago. And those are valid questions. And in sharing my testimony, I would in no way desire to explain my way out of criticism or rebuke, if that is what is due. Why I'm getting baptized, why again, is I don't believe that I received a believer's baptism. And at the time I was converted, the setting that I was in would have rejected a second baptism. I was heavily influenced by that teaching. The setting that I am in now heavily emphasizes a believer's baptism. And although we say we follow the Spirit, I believe it is crucial to understand that our decisions are heavily influenced by the teachings that we embrace and submit ourselves to. Also caused me to reflect, and what I believed back then that I do or don't believe now. And I think it can be summed up in saying that I believe what I believed back then as historical fact. I believe much of what I believed back then, and I believe that as a historical fact, but I believe it now as a spiritual reality. And as I reflect on my teenage years, I remember there was many times when I was thinking there has got to be something more to this life. If you believe that, I would like to tell you that there is. There is always something more. If you think that there's something more to life, there is. Numerous times I remember saying that I'm done with sin, I'm done with this, I'm done with that. And I think we can. I think we can put away certain sins. But God's definition of sin is different than man's definition of sin. God knows that man isn't done with sin before he is done with himself. I was really encouraged this morning as by the words that of many of the youth, and it's encouraging to hear people speak things that express your own heart. That's a wonderful privilege of the gospel. In 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, it says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of our God." It is amazing when we can identify with those people and say, "I was that," with no guilt. How is it that we can say, "I was that," with no guilt? Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 13 and 14. "For the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a sprinkling of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve a living God?" If you can identify with those people in 1 Corinthians, my encouragement to you is there is forgiveness of sins like that. In fact, the Lord said that he who has much forgiven loves the Lord much, and he who has little forgiven loves the Lord little. And I am not saying that in a way to encourage you to go deeper into sin so that you are able to love the Lord more. There's a better way of doing it than that. don't go into sin to love the Lord more, but let the Word of God go into you so that you realize how sinful you are. That's a better way of getting to love your Lord more. Since my conversion, I have not always been free from sin, but I have always known where there is freedom and forgiveness of sin. The path back to the cross is never easy, but it is always worthwhile. But the prince of this world where we live in would like to blind us from that reality. He's anxious to do that. This is what I say after 10 years. There may be some of you who have been in the faith longer that know different, but this is what I say after 10 years. I believe that your faith will never be purer than it was when you first believed. I believe it will mature, but I don't think it will ever be any purer than that.
For a long time, I knew I needed to get right with God, but the thought scared me. So I tried to ignore the whole idea, but it didn't work. One day, I found a tract and started reading it. I had read tracts before, but none of them hit me the way this one did. It was then I decided to stop pretending. I needed Jesus, and I knew I couldn't keep acting like nothing was wrong. So I prayed and asked God to forgive me, and when I did, I felt like a butterfly. I felt free. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness."
I'm thankful for what the Lord has done in my life. I've been bothered for a while at the thought of death or Christ's return. I know I wasn't ready, and it made me miserable. One day I read a story on a tract called Which Resurrection. It was about a man who died and went to hell. It made me afraid because I knew I wasn't ready to die. That day I talked to my parents, and they explained to me more about the way of salvation. I wasn't sure I was ready for such a big step. So in the next few days we talked and prayed until I finally decided to accept Christ. I knew I needed Christ to forgive me and save me from my sins, and he did. A verse that stands out to me is 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's a wonderful promise, and it doesn't matter how big or how many our sins are, he will still forgive us. Jesus gave his life for me, so I want him to use mine in whatever way he chooses. On Sunday a while back, Daddy was preaching, and he was saying that about when you become a Christian, you face difficulties, but the peace and the joy that you have is greater than the challenges. Before, when things like that came to my mind, I would just shrug them off and say, "I'm still too young." But now it bothered me that I'm not ready to die, and I'm a sinner, and I need Jesus to save me. It bothered me all day, and that night I went downstairs and talked with Mom and Daddy, and I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins and make me his child, and he did. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I find that a very wonderful promise.
A few months ago, I started realizing that I was not ready to meet Jesus and that my heart needed to be cleansed. One evening, I could not sleep. I went to my parents, and we talked and prayed together. I confessed my sins and believed that Jesus died on the cross, shedding his blood, paying the price to set me free, and I'm happy to say that Jesus has set me free. If John 8:36, "If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed." Today I would like to get baptized in obedience to God in Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I would like to testify to God and the world today that I want to follow him.
I became born again a couple years ago. I realized I was lost and going to hell. I was really scared. I could hardly sleep at night because I was afraid to die. I went to talk to my mom and we prayed together. I confessed my sins and asked Jesus to forgive me. When I got off my knees, God filled my heart with peace. And I know he forgave me through the blood of his son. Today I want to get baptized in obedience to God's word and to testify the work that Jesus has done in my heart.
There, brother, let me ask you a few questions. One is, you mentioned that where you came from, you were baptized with water, you were converted 10 years ago. Do you believe that there is one faith, one Lord, and one baptism?
Yes.
Do you, brother, according to your testimony, I believe it to be true, renounce sin, that self-life the brother preached about this morning, and the devil?
Yes.
Upon that confession, I can baptize you. You can get it.
Do you believe, Karen, that God created the world pure and holy, and man disbelieved God and walked into sin, and God cannot tolerate sin, and is therefore he has died spiritually?
Yes.
Do you believe that sin needs to be atoned for, and that there is no forgiveness of sins without the shedding of blood, and that Jesus Christ was the Lamb, the perfect Lamb that was slain? He shed his blood, and by that we have forgiveness of all our sin?
Yes.
And do you believe that God raised up Jesus Christ from the dead? And it is by that same power that God rose up Jesus Christ from the dead that he is able to, by his Spirit, also the Spirit that dwells in us, by the same power that Jesus was raised from the dead, we can also be raised into a newness of life.
Yes.
Bethany, do you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, I do.
Have you forsaken the world and the flesh and renounced Satan and purposed in your heart to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life?
Yes, I have.
Do you believe that Jesus has cleansed you and washed you in the blood and made you his child?
Yes.
Gloria, do you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Do you believe that he's washed you in his blood and made you his child?
Yes.
Have you forsaken the world and the flesh and renounce Satan and purpose to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life?
Yes, I have.
Grace, do you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe that Jesus has washed you in his blood, cleansed you from sin, and made you his child?
Yes.
Have you and do you purpose in your heart to forsake the world and the flesh and renounce Satan and make Jesus the Lord of your life?
Yes, I have.
Janice, can you confess that you've felt and experienced separation from God because of sin?
Yes.
What have you done about it?
I've asked Jesus to come into my life and to forgive me for all my sins.
So by this, you're saying that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he's able to keep you from falling.
Yes.
So by this also, you are saying that you will follow him and you will resist the devil and your own flesh and serve him forever.
Yes.
Desiree, do you believe that Jesus came to the world and gave his life for your sins?
Yes.
Have you confessed your sins and have you trusted in him that he will keep you from falling?
Yes.
Together around and pray here. Brother Paul, would you come forward? Are you there, Ibra? Would you come forward? Ray, would you come forward? Someone else thinks they'd like to, or was asked to please do. Brother David, for your grandchildren. Can we kneel to pray? Maybe back here, it looks like the biggest spot.
Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of your presence and in awe of your great love toward us. And we are so grateful, Father, for everything that you have wrought through your Son for us and in us. We thank you for that. Father, today we simply want to come before you and bless you and praise you for the work that you have done, not only that you conceived before the beginning of the world, but that this work has become a reality in people's lives. Father, we thank you for that. And Father, I just want to pray today. I want to ask you, in the name of Jesus, through who the salvation is wrought, that as the time tarries upon your return, that the Wayne and Karen and Desiree and Janice and Bethany and Gloria and Grace, as they give public testimonies to you entering their hearts by your Spirit and living, that as you live, as they live out their faith, as they live out Christ in them, that their testimonies would be unmarred, and that they would live a life that would draw others to you, and not to themselves, but to you, Father. So, Father, we ask your protection on them. Father, we know that many times when there is a testimony like this, it testifies not only to those of us who watched it with our eyes and were part of it in that way, but it testifies to the spirit world, a realm that we maybe not understand quite well. But today, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray protection over them in that as well. In Jesus' name.
Our Father, we thank you for your kindness to us. Thank you for leading these children and redeeming them, Lord. And thank you for sending Jesus to be the perfect sacrifice, God, your only Son. And you had to turn away from him when he suffered, so that we could have life. And we thank you that you've revealed this to these children, and they have accepted your provision and been baptized in obedience to your word. And Father, we just pray that their testimony can continue and they can shine as lights in this world. In Jesus' name, we commit them.
Father, we think of the words of Jesus, where he prayed that of those that you have given to him, none would be lost. We think of the words that he himself spoke and said that he's a good shepherd, and his sheep know his voice and follow him, and no man is able to pluck them out of his hand. Amen. We're grateful for that. And we believe also, as Jesus said, that you're even greater. You're able to keep. No man shall be able to pluck these sheep out of your hand. We commit them to you, God. You're a faithful creator. You're our Savior. You're the one who delivers and saves. We commit them to you. We thank you, God, for salvation. We thank you for making it personal to them. Thank you for giving them the courage to step forward in baptism, to testify to all of us and to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for my granddaughters. Truly children's children are the crown of old men. May their number increase, God. I pray that faithfulness would mark their generation. I pray that you would give each one here that has been baptized the courage, the fortitude, the faith to rise up in the middle of a wicked and perverse nation and shine as lights, to rise up in the middle of a church culture where so much is lacking, and to make a difference for your glory, for the kingdom of Christ. keep them, God. Empower them. Fill them with your Spirit. Anoint them with purpose. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I come before you with a mixture of tremendous joy and also a desire to obey thy commandments, Father. Help these young people, these dear people, to sort those things. We need to obey thy commandments, and they're easy. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. How very true. If we but fall on you. Father, I ask for each individual that was baptized today, that they would walk out soldiers of the cross, that they could be given strength, give them strength and wisdom as they trod the daily lives, as that is where it lies, where we are planted there to bloom, and it is for you to decide where that is. Heavenly Father, I thank you for those many gracious promises. They stand forever. And oh, I pray again that these little hearts would mature and grow for thy sake, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, that whosoever believes and confesses with his mouth shall be saved. Amen.
Loving Heavenly Father, what a privilege again we have of seeing you work in hearts and lives, and the blessing of observing this service this morning. We thank you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Lord, that for the blood of Jesus, the miracle of the cleansing of the blood of Jesus, and that even in these young lives, we can see your work. Father, we just pray a blessing on each one. Thank you for these young girls, Lord, have chosen to follow you. And Lord, just give them grace and courage to stand faithful and true, to purpose in their heart, to be like Daniel. Oh God, help them, Lord, to walk with you as little sheep that need a shepherd. Oh God, we know that we're prone to stumble and fall, but you are there to lift them up and help them to lean on you for grace as they feed on that bread of life. Bless Wayne and Karen too as parents, Lord. Just bless their example and bless their home, oh Father. May it bear fruit for you also. So Lord, help them, each one, to, as they grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, to not trust the flesh, but to put on that armor that you have for them and to be strong in the grace and courage that you have for each one. So Lord, help them to be examples of holiness and righteousness and truth in a dark and wicked and confusing world. Help them, Lord, not to lean on their own understanding, but to put their confidence and trust in you and to continue walking by faith. So Lord, preserve and keep them all the days of their life, we pray in Jesus' name.
Father God, we just come before you. We thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you that it is truth and that we can trust you, Lord, for salvation. I thank you, God, for salvation through Jesus Christ this morning. I thank you that Desiree has given her life to you, Lord. And, Lord, I just thank you for that. And I pray, God, that your Spirit would fill her life, Lord, that you would give her power to live above sin, that you would just fill her, that she could walk in your ways all the rest of her life, Lord, We know there will be good times. We know there will be hard times. And, Lord, I just pray that you would be her strength in each one of those times, Lord. Just bless her and keep her in Jesus' name. Amen.
I too, Father, commit these souls to you, God. Father, that they would endure to the end. Lord, thank you for the example of Wayne and Karen in their youth. The youth is far spent and it's gone, but the cost of obedience is not too high to follow Jesus and be baptized into him. Father, there is one faith and one baptism, and we are grateful, Lord. We are grateful that you are no respecter of persons and that you love and call mankind everywhere to repent. We rejoice in that, Father, and we pray for, I pray for Wayne, that he'd walk in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father, you'd fill him with your spirit as he leads out in his home, as he shepherds his wife and his children. Father, I pray for his children, that they would, by seeing this example of their parents in faithfulness before God, in honesty before God, it would be a strength in their life, Lord, for the rest of their life. They'd follow their parents' example in following Jesus. Jesus, may your life, your name, your great name, may your kingdom, may you be glorified, Lord Jesus, in your kingdom. Do as you will, as you please, Father. We're grateful, too, that you've said that be baptized, and so the gift of the Holy Ghost can come. Lord, in obedience to your word, and your promises are always yes. We claim that promise for these young people, for Wayne and Karen, that you'd fill them with your spirit. Because it's not about us or them, it's about you.
Yes, Lord, I just thank you for this day. Thank you for your salvation, Lord. Lord, I pray for Janice, Lord. Your word says that we should repent, be baptized, and then we will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I just pray that you would pour your Holy Spirit out upon her life. Lord, may you be manifested in her, Lord, that she could display a message of hope, of forgiveness, of walking by you sustaining her, Lord, as she moves forward. Just pray your blessing upon her. Thank you again for your blood that cleanses us. In Jesus' name.
So Lord, I also thank you for this day and we could witness here this morning, and just pray for Bethany and Glory and Grace, and just pray that they would be kept by the power of God unto salvation. Lord, that you would guide them through the many lessons that you want to teach them, and that more and more that Jesus Christ could be formed in them. Pray, Lord, as the promise of the Spirit, Lord, that you sent would be to us and to our children, and to as many as the Lord our God will call, and we pray, Lord, that you would endue them with power, anoint them, pour out your Spirit upon them, fill them with the Holy Spirit, Lord, that they would be able to go from here in the power and in the anointing of the Spirit of God and into that purpose and calling that you've called them to, that you've saved them for. Lord, that they could realize that and that could be fulfilled in them, and that the sweet fragrance of Christ could be seen in their lives. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.